The World Cup Stadium in Gelsenkirchen proudly displays a plaque in its main entryway from football's world governing body that declares it has a 5-star rating, and it's easy to see why. Opened in 2001, it replaced the previous home of the Bundesliga club FC Schalke that had been adjacent to it. The new arena features state-of-the-art technology like no other in the world, as stadium press officer Klaus Horstmann explains.
Every seat is covered by a roof, and we have a closable roof to protect the lawn and to use it as a multifunctional arena. The most important thing of the arena of Schalke is it is a multifunctional stadium. We can do concerts in it, we can do truck racing, anything you can imagine in sports, because the ground, the pitch is stored outside and only moved in for the football, for the soccer matches, and otherwise we can use it for anything you can imagine in sports and entertainment.
The grass field sits in a large tray that can be rolled into and out of one end of the stadium on rails. It is stored and maintained outside when not being used for matches. The floor of the stadium in Gelsenkirchen is concrete, so it is adaptable for all kinds of entertainment. It takes only 30 minutes for the roof to be opened or closed. There are movable stands and a huge video cube hanging in the middle of the facility, visible to all. For Bundesliga matches, the arena holds 61,000, but for the World Cup, it will seat 54,000, because FIFA required all the standing room areas to be eliminated. Horstmann told VOA Sports that a lot of thought went into the construction.
When we did the decision to build a new one, we visited a stadium in the Netherlands, in USA as well, to get ideas how to build it. And then we talked with HBM, the company that built the stadium, that is a large Netherlands building company, and they listened what we wished to have, and then they said, okay, we try, and then they suggested this design with this blue glass outside with the closable roof, with the movable pitch, and then we tried to finance it, and finally it worked.
Klaus Horstmann said Gelsenkirchen officials planning the stadium even consulted with Schalke's football fans on what they wanted, and he said response has been tremendous. Demand for tickets has been greater than ever.
And most of the games, more people would like to come if we had the tickets, but unfortunately we couldn't build a larger stadium for about 100,000 spectators. We would like to do it for our fans, but it would be economically mad.
The cost to build the stadium in Gelsenkirchen was about $200 million, and none of it was paid with public money. The infrastructure, like parking and a rail station, were already in place. Now the arena is set to host 5 matches during the World Cup, including 4 first-round games and a quarterfinal. I'm Park Brewer, VOA Sports.